Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
As I am sitting at home, our buddy Baby Tausch, who is on the phone. Baby Tausch is on the phone. Billy, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, doing good. Really well said. At the top of the hour, I heard what you were saying, and you know, as you said, sitting at home trying to isolate as much as possible and stay quarantined as much as possible, so much of it is difficult because you're right, it's an enemy we can't see, and you don't necessarily know the easiest way to fight it personally, but you know, the best we can do is take the guidance from those above us. We talk on the air, but we're definitely not CDC specialists or, you know, investigative reporters when it comes to diseases and viruses across the country, scientists, and we'll keep giving you a little bit of a smile while we can talk some sports. And thank God for the NFL. They're not closing down business.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about it. So here's the question. Obviously, you guys do the post-game show for the Milwaukee Bucks, but in the grand scheme of things, Billy, what are you guys getting right now? What kind of reaction are you guys getting? And then obviously, there's an angst to get started for Bucks basketball. There's an angst to get started for Brewers baseball. We got a lot of draft talk right now. But what are you guys getting?
You know, for the Milwaukee Bucks, some of the conversation has been calm and trying to figure out who this gives the advantage to, right? Does it give the advantage to the 35-year-old LeBron James, who's been there, done that? I mean, he might be coming into the playoffs fresher than ever as he enters, you know, his campaign trying to get back to the NBA Finals first time in the West. What about Kawhi Leonard, a guy that, you know, plays about 65 games a year due to the load management that's best suggested for his pre-existing health issues? Or does it help the 25-year-old with the freshest legs seemingly every single night, but plays so downhill? He plays aggressive. That's the style of ball you're seeing from Giannis each and every night. So give him a couple of weeks off, depending on how long it ends up being. It could be close enough to 2 months. And just still some pure excitement for playoff basketball, because all year long, the regular season felt like a bystander. You were just waiting for it to pass, knowing they were one of the best teams in the league, and then let's get to April, May, and June and figure out if they can win this thing for the first time since 71. We're going to have to wait a little bit longer, but it appears that we're going to be closer to playoff basketball once this ultimately moves away and we're able to start the playoffs, if that is late May, if it's June, or, you know, as some of the predictions, and they all are really just predictions and hypotheses at this point, but maybe it's July when we see this and everybody's as fresh as ever. But there is still the slight groundswell of people that say, man, the first time that the Bucks had a real chance to win the finals, and it wasn't a team that took you down. So far, at least, it hasn't been a team that stood in your way outside of maybe the L.A. Lakers, one of those four or five that you saw, which kind of left a bad taste in your mouth since they weren't playing their best basketball the last time we've seen them.
That was going to be my next question. I think as fans in Milwaukee, we want to see this season get underway because we want to see what this franchise can do and how deep they're going to go. And remember,
sure,
I mean, this is all really fluid because depending on what happens with the collective bargaining agreement, depending on what happens with the season, what they end up doing with it, if indeed they play the games or not, a lot of what we believe to be the future of this franchise with Giannis is riding upon whether or not he feels that they can win a championship and signing the Supermax. And, you know, I would think at some point he's going to say, look, Milwaukee's the home for me through all of this and all this craziness and all the things that have gone on in the world. But After this, you could also say that, hey, you only have so much time to live. So where do you want to live and what do you want to do? You know, I mean, I think there's an angst there among Bucks fans to say, man, is this guy sitting at home going, I love Milwaukee because I'm here and I'd rather be quarantined in Milwaukee than any place else in the world? Or is he saying, this sucks, I want to go someplace else? You know what I mean?
No, 100%. And two, it's a difficult time in Giannis's life from this standpoint, something that I have not gone through, Bill. And you know, you've been a parent, you know, you understand what it can be like. And when in those first couple of months, you're still learning your way in that realm. And maybe it's the best thing for Giannis in a light view as to this hiatus he takes at such a impactful time in his life. And maybe he does settle back and say, guys, I'm as safe as ever. I know my family is going to be safe and enjoy living here for the rest of their time. And maybe he does saddle up for those next 5 years right away in July or whenever the league year starts up. Because this isn't just delaying the finals. This is also delaying that decision, Bill. Don't forget that. I mean, they're going to push back this league year and free agency as well, most likely to August, mid-August maybe, depending on whenever these finals end up. So there's still a lot of time that we're going to ponder that decision. But you see the guy out on social media posting videos of him learning the guitar and doing dance videos with his newborn and his fiance. It's a cool time to be a Bucks fan, seeing that be the guy you have. But ultimately, I believe and still have been pretty steadfast that I believe he's going to stay here. It just depends on ultimately how much he takes, because not many teams that have signed that Supermax deal have been able to stay competitive enough each and every year since it really became established a couple of years ago.
So the other question I have is, do you prefer an abbreviated season or do you want to see them play this thing all the way through, say, August?
I would rather just see them get to the postseason. I understand there's one spot left in the Western Conference, and maybe it's a five-gamer, just a little quick tune-up to get into the postseason, and that decides that race. But through 60-some games, you know who are the best 16 teams. You understand who the top half of the league is, and that's who makes the playoffs in the NBA. So I would rather them just get going with the playoffs right out of the gates. But it also comes back to, there were rumors that they were thinking about trying to shift the timing of the regular season anyway, so that they could stay away from the NFL for the majority of the start of their year, the first, you know, 50 games of their year, and start the regular season on Christmas Day, where they all ultimately own that day already. This might just be the gentle nudge they need to get into that spot, and they could take advantage of it. Adam Silver, incredible foresight as the commissioner. I could see that happening, but personally, I would rather we just get playoff basketball going, because what a start to our sports again. As we're all going to adjust, Bill, you were bringing it up, though. We're all going to adjust living our lives without a first pitch at 7 o'clock or without a 7:30 tip, Bucks and Wizards, and it's appointment viewing. With the next couple of months, I'm interested to see how that shifts, but ultimately we're going to have a hell of a kickstart with possibly the NBA playoffs opening day and some form of training camp possibly as well in the NFL, all starting within a couple of weeks.
Talking with Baby Tausch, Bill Schmidt from the afternoon show, the big show over there on our flagship station out of Milwaukee, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Look, I agree with you. I'm all giddy. I want to see them get right to the postseason. I will say this, though. I'd rather they play a few games before getting into the postseason, at least to shake some of the rust off and get back into the rhythm that they had, even though it wasn't the best of rhythm when things did shut down, because the Bucks, you know, were playing some losing basketball in recent history. So I'd love to see them get a little bit of rust off. I just wonder how many games they'll play and what they will deem fair. You know what I mean? Whether it's going to be in conference or out of conference, or it's just in your division, or how that's going to end up being, because I don't want to see the Bucks just be thrust into a situation where suddenly they're playing seven games, do or die.
Well, and two, think about it this way as well, depending on how far this goes out. You know, right now they're matched up with the Brooklyn Nets, and I think this is going to be more of a conversation for once we get a firm date on a arrival of the NBA again and a reboot of the NBA, maybe is the best way to put it. But you look at the Brooklyn Nets, they were sitting without Kyrie Irving, they were sitting without Kevin Durant. And depending on how long this goes, we've seen Kevin Durant posting videos of himself playing ball, and looking, you know, like he is just about fully healed from that Achilles injury. Whether or not injured players are going to be a factor in these playoffs, because that could be a really tough draw for a team. I know they're just learning how to play with each other and might just make one quick dash at it, but there's a lot to sort out when it comes to restarting these playoffs. But I also agree in the fact of Chris Middleton having one of the best years of his career, the best year of his career statistically, and a historically streaky guy, hot and cold. You know, you could get the beginning of the season with Chris Middleton where he's ice cold, or he picks up right where he was midseason form and go on a 50-40-90 guy. That's a total difference in that first seven-game series right out of the chute. That they're going to have to go in with at least a couple of weeks, you'd imagine, Bill, right? With a couple of weeks,
yeah.
At least training camp, get themselves back in with some legs, and then, you know, ultimately maybe they're getting their game legs back in the playoffs if that's how they go with it.
Yep, no doubt. Billy, always good stuff. Enjoy the afternoon. It's a weird time that we live in, man, but I guess with us and everybody else around us, we'll get through it.
Yep, the best way to do it with this work-at-home feature is ask that smart speaker, Alexa, Google Home. Just play the Fan Milwaukee or the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and it works out for us.
Yeah, actually, that does. I was doing that a little bit earlier this morning, kind of shuffling around the dial.
It's the easiest way to do it, and it keeps you at home with a little bit of a smile. You're right. We're all going to adjust to how we're doing it. And, you know, March Madness, instead of basketball on the television, it's your kids running around home from school in the middle of March.
No doubt. Good stuff, man. We'll talk to you soon, pal.
Take it easy, Bill.
There you go. That's Baby Talish, Bill Schmidt, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com and see for yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.